Here is a disloyal touch now newly come from the Dutch of one that has acted much, and of the factious breed he was in the West indeed, now better to hang than feed. His pardon he did obtain, and now he is gone again to join with the Dutch and have t'other touch. Is this not a rogue in grain? He did a letter send unto an old factious friend, and these was the lines he pinned: allegiance now give o'er, and come to the West once more, here silver and gold galore. Ne'er stand in the least to pause or startle at breach of laws, but venture your neck, it is but a check, stand up for the good old cause. To my credit be it spoke, I kept a shop, but I broke and vanished away in smoke. My creditors, great and small, in faith I have paid them all, but gave them no coin at all. And now I am gone to fight, and whether it be wrong or right, I cry down the Pope, but 'tis with the hope to get a good booty by it. Though we a rebellion make, and heavenly laws to break, it is for religion's sake, and therefore we proceed to make the whole nation bleed, and count it a righteous deed. Whenever I do draw nigh great persons of loyalty, as I am a knave, their treasure I crave for rifling who but I. We rally and march about to find the rich Romans out, and put them all to the rout. Nay, any Protestant lord, if with us he won't accord, will presently fall aboard. For being both stout and strong, we will not stand parley long. If loyal he be, 'tis all one to we, will plunder him right or wrong. To take off the nation's yoke, religion is made a cloak to cover the fatal stroke. But for my part alone, religion I ne'er had none, except to disturb the throne. With orange now brisk and trim, I venture both life and limb, and if the great Turk would set me to work, I would do as much for him.